Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Lamed Hey. We left off on Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar Kreish Lakish. Last run line is Bishlama, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Adli Lenishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. Also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblast, in memory of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblast. Yaakov ben Moshe Zichron Levracha, whose yard site was last Friday, and in memory of Chani's father, Meir Penstein, Meir Yosef ben Avram, whose yard site is this Friday, Neshama Shevin Aliyah, also by Seymour Gertz, in memory of his father, Rav Aryeh Leib and Rav Lazar Isaac, Alav HaShalom, whose yard site is this Sunday, Neshama Shevin Aliyah, and also by Eitan Austin for Refuah Shleima from Moshe Ruvain ben Sima Tebela, and Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak Ben Elio HaKohen. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to Daf Lamed Hey is like where the entire third perek of Maseches Ksubas comes together. In yeshivas, when you spend like 6 months on the first six blot of the third perek, like you forget everything already by the time you get to Daf Lamed Hey, and it's very hard to put it all together. This is an advantage of Daf Yomi. It's still somewhat fresh in our minds, where all of the different shitos that we've been learning about for the past week will come together on one page, but it'll take a while to get there. That happens on Amud Beis. First, the Gemara is going to discuss the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether our Mishnah, which is Mechayiv Knas in a situation where you also, whether our Mishnah, which is Mechayiv Knas in a situation where you also get Malkus, or only, meaning whether it's Mechayiv Knas in a situation that you also get Malkus, or whether it's not being Mechayiv Knas in a situation where you get Malkus. It's only being Mechayiv Knas if there's no Hasra'a. So that's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're going to try to understand the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Is there a Knas payment when there's also going to be a malchus, there's also going to be an onesh malchus? Then the Gemara is going to get into the concept of what if you are chayiv the more severe punishment, you're not actually chayiv the more severe punishment, you did an aveira, which would normally get the more severe punishment, but you did it b'shogeg. So you're not going to be chayiv misa because you did it b'shogeg. Does that also exempt you from payment? And what about chayiv a malchus shogegin? What if you did something that you're chayiv malchus? Let's say you assume that if you're chayiv malchus and mammon, you're only going to be chayiv malchus. But what if you did the yisr malchus b'shogeg? So you're not actually going to get malchus. Does that also exempt you from tashlumin? So we're going to go through the machlokas about that and the possible sources for why it would or wouldn't exempt you from tashlumin. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that if you hold that knas is not subject to kam lebedramine, which is a shita that we had, that dalin vehei is just not subject to kam lebedramine, that even if you're already getting punished with something more severe, you're still going to be chayiv the dalet vehei. Well, then how do we explain our Mishnah that you pay knas by chayavei krisus, but not by chayavei misus? And that discussion is going to bring everything together. That's going to happen on Amud Beis. We're going to bring all the different shitos together that we've discussed over the course of the past week. And then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, the daf is going to end with a brisa that lists a bunch of women who are not entitled to knas payments. And then going into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to elaborate on that entire list of women who, for one reason or another, are not entitled to knas payments. So let's begin again. Lamed Aleph Beis. Last one line is Bishlama, about 10 lines from the end of the page. So we had a stira. Remember that we've been working on the stira for a long time already. A stira between our Mishnah, where we said that Chayavei Malkus do pay Knas, that you have to pay Knas, even though the woman that you slept with is someone that you Chayav Malkus for being with, versus the Mishnah Maseches Makos that said Eluhein Halokin, that you get Malkus for these things. So back on Daf Lamed Beis, Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah must be talking about a case where you didn't get Hasra'a for the Malkus, and that's why you're paying. But if you got Asra for the Malkus, ain't looking to Mishalman, and you would only get the Malkus, you would not be Mishalim the Knas. Whereas Reish Lakish said, no, our Mishnah is assuming like Rav Meir that you can get both Malkus and Mammon, that it's possible that you can be Chayiv both of those things. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, I understand very well Rabbi Yochanan, who explained our Mishnah that said that that you're Mishalim Knas and you don't get Malkus. That's talking about a case where you didn't get Asra, Lo Amar Kreish Lakish to Kamokam Lakrabanan. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say like Kreish Lakish, because he's trying to follow the Shita of the Rabbanan, not the Shita of Rav Meir. Reish Lakish had to lock in our Mishnah to the Shita of Rav Meir, that Lokinu Mishalman. Rabbi Yochanan obviously prefers not to say that our Mishnah is going like like a das yachid in Tanaim, he'd much prefer to say that it's going like a sheet of the Rabbanan. El Reish Lakish, my law, Rabbi Yochanan, but Reish Lakish, who instead decided that our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Meir. And the reason you pay Knas in our Mishnah is because Rabbi Meir holds that even though you are getting Malkus, you still pay Knas. Why didn't he just say like Rabbi Yochanan that the reason you're paying Knas in our Mishnah is that you're not getting Malkus? You never got Hasra'a from Malkus. Isn't that a simpler solution? And it doesn't require taking our Mishnah and assuming that it's going like a Das Yachid of Rabbi Meir. So Amar Lach, Kimadilu Asru Bei Pater, Kilo Asru Bei Nami Pater. So the Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish is going to answer you that if Malkus would pater you from Tashlumin, then a Chi of Malkus, even when you're not actually going to get the Malkus, will also pater you from Tashlumin. Even if you didn't get the Hasra'a, but you did an Avera for which you would normally get Malkus, that would also pater you from Tashlumin. So, sorry, just having Zoom issues here. That would also pater you from Tashlumin. So Reish Lakish holds that not only does Chayav Malkus pater you from Tashlumin, even Chayav Malkus Shogigin pater you from Tashlumin. For some reason, my phone's not connecting, if anyone wants to volunteer. So Va'azul Tamayu, and this is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Lishitasam, as far as the idea of Chayav Malkus Shogigin exempting you from Tashlumin. The Chiyas Rav Dimi Amar Chayav Mis Shogigin Chayav Malkus Shogigin. If you have a Chayav Misa Shogigin or a Chayav Malkus Shogigin coupled with a Chi of Mammon, one or the other coupled with a Chi of Mammon, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, in such cases, you're going to have to pay the money. Seems to be working now. Rabbi Yochanan says, in such cases, sorry everybody, in such cases, you're going to have to pay the Mammon. When you have Chayav Misa Shogigin or Chayav Malkus Shogin, in such cases you're going to have to pay the Mammon, because you're not actually getting the Misa, you're not actually getting the Malkus. So the only Onesh left is Mammon. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, but Reish Lakish says no. Even if you're not actually getting Misa, even if you're not actually getting Malkus, just by virtue of the fact that you did an Avera for which you would normally get Misa or Malkus, that alone is enough to exempt you from having to pay the money. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Dolo Asrbe. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're Chayiv in the Mammon because you're not getting the Malkus, because you never got Hasra'a. You're not getting the Misa, you never got Hasra'a. And therefore you're going to be Chayiv to pay the Mammon. But Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Kivin Ti'ilu Asrbe Pater, Kilo Asrbe Nami Pater. Reish Lakish holds that since you did an Avera for which, had you been warned, it would have exempted you from the Mammon, because you would have gotten the more severe punishment. So even if you're not warned, and therefore you don't get the more severe punishment, you're still going to be pater from the Mammon. So now, the Gemara is going to take a step back and say, okay, this seems like a very fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it the actual more severe onesh that paters you from the Mammon, or is it the avera for which a more severe onesh, with which a more severe onesh is associated, that paters you from the Mammon? So we're going to need sources. We're going to need a pasuk that tells me one way or the other. So the Gemara says, let's go back to the pasuk from which we can derive, from which each shita is going to derive their shita. The pasuk describes ki yinatsu anashim v'nagfu ish Shahara, that two men are fighting and they strike a pregnant woman, and it describes that she loses the babies, she loses the fetus, but lo ye ason, and doesn't the Torah is not so clear what lo ye ason means. There's in some way there's no ason. So then then you pay mammon. So he costs her the vlados. He has to pay for the may vlados only if lo ye ason. So the Gemara is going to assume now, just to give the background, that there are two possible ways to understand this pasuk. One possible way of understanding this pasuk is that lo ye ason means the woman, that if the woman didn't die, then you're going to have to pay the Demei Vlados. That if at the end of the day, practically, the woman did not drop dead, then you're going to have to pay the Demei Vlados. The other possibility is, Lo Yasun means the guy who did the hitting, the guy who struck the woman, that if he's not going to have an Asun, meaning he's not going to actually be Chayiv Misa, I don't care whether the woman died, died or not. I mean, we care, whatever. But it's regardless of whether the woman died or not, if the guy who did the hitting is not going to be chayiv misa, then he's going to have to pay the demei vlados. The difference between the two of them is, what if he killed the woman, but he never got hasra'a? So she's dead, but he never got a chayiv, he's not chayiv misa because he never got a hasra'a. So according to the first explanation, that lo yasun is about the woman, so it doesn't matter whether he got hasra'a or not. He's only going to have to pay the mamon if the woman is alive. If the woman is dead, whether he is chayiv misa for that or not, he's not going to have to pay the mamon. According to the second explanation, where it's talking about whether lo yasun is about him, is about whether he's chayiv misa, so it sounds like only if he is chayiv misa does he not have to pay the tashlumin. But if he's not going to be chayiv misa, then he will have to pay the tashlumin, even though the woman is dead. But he's not chayiv misa. This man is not chayiv misa, and there because he never got a son, and he will have to pay the tashlumin. So obviously, one works better with Reish Lakish, and one works better with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan." Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan because he makes an assumption about what velo yason means. Velo yason anoshe anesh. It says that if there's no ason, then the guy's got to pay. My love, ason mamish. Doesn't that mean that as long as the woman isn't dead, the guy is going to have to pay? And if the woman is dead, then the guy won't have to pay, regardless of whether he's chayiv misa for that or not? So Reish Lakish says, don't you see from there that it doesn't matter whether he's actually going to get misa? What matters is that he did something that would normally carry with it a penalty of misa, and that's enough to exempt you from tashlumin. So don't you see beferish in the pasuk like me? Says Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan Rishvan, lo. Din ason. When it says lo yason, it's not talking about that the woman didn't die, that if the woman didn't die, he pays, and if the woman did die, he doesn't pay. No, it means that if he isn't chayiv misa, that if he's not chayiv misa, then he's going to have to pay. And it doesn't matter even if the woman died, but if he's not chayiv misa, he's going to have to pay. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan understands the pasuk. Tosfos raises the question, what was Reish Lakish's have? I mean, Reish Lakish wanted to understand that the pasuk is ason mamish, meaning the pasuk that the pasuk is saying that there's that lo yason is going on the woman, not on the nogef, not on the guy who struck the woman. Problem is, the very next pasuk says v'im ason yeh v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, that if there is an ason, then v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. So that has to be din ason, right? I mean, that has to be that the guy's chayiv misa, because only then would you say v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. Meaning, if the woman died but he got no hasra'a, you can't say v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. So that has to be about the nogef. So Tosfos has a couple of terutzim. First of all, he says maybe there's who says the word ason means the same thing in both psukim. Maybe in the first pasuk the word ason is talking about the isha, it's ason mamish, and in the second pasuk it's talking about din ason, it's talking about whether he's chayiv misa. And he says also second possibility that even in the second pasuk it might mean ason mamish. When it says v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, it doesn't mean an onesh misa. It could mean an onesh mamon. It could a lot of times they have like that in the Torah where ayin tachas ayin and things like that. It doesn't mean literally what it sounds like it means. It could be that it depends. It depends on whether he got asra or not, exactly what his punishment is going to be. So that's how Tosfos resolves that difficulty of how Reish Lakish remains consistent with the next pasuk. Igad Amri, others have a different version of the conversation where Rabbi Yochanan was the one that went on the attack, because Rabbi Yochanan made an assumption about what lo yason means. Say, Isfei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, velo yason anoshe anesh, that if there's no ason, then he's going to have to pay the money. My love din ason, doesn't that mean that as long as he's not chayiv misa, he's going to have to pay the money regardless of whether the woman actually died? That even if the woman actually died, if the man is not chayiv misa, he's going to have to pay the money. So says Gemara, lo ason mamish. Reish Lakish will say, no, lo yason means that as long as the woman didn't actually die, the fellow's going to have to pay the money. But if the woman died, I don't care whether the guy got hasra or not, he's pater from the mamon, because even chayiv misa shogigin and chayiv malchus shogigin would pater from tashlumin. So that is therefore going to be the next discussion in the Gemara. Is that true, that chayiv misa shogigin, chayiv malchus shogigin, according to Reish Lakish, all of those things pater you from tashlumin? Where does that come from? So Amar Rava, so we seem to be assuming right now that that both of those, both chayiv misa shogin and chayiv malchus shogin, are subject to this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish is going to say they're all pater from tashlumin, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to say no, only an actual misa, an actual malchus, will pat you from tashlumin, but chayavim misa shogin, chayavim malchus shogin will not pat you from tashlumin. So says Gemara, is that really true about misa? Amar Rava, umi ikal mandi amar chayavim misa shogin chayavim? Does anyone hold that if you do something for which you'd be chayav misa, but you did it b'shogig, and therefore you're not actually going to be chayav misa, does anyone hold that you'd still have to pay, that you'd still be chayav b'tashlumin? V'atanu d'bei chizkia, but didn't the Tanu d'bei chizkia teach us, maka adam umaka behema? There's a hekish in the pasuk between striking a person and striking an animal. The pasuk actually says it in the reverse order. The pasuk says, umaka behema yishalmena, umaka adam yumas. So it sounds like maka adam is patur mitashlumin, because it says maka behema yishalmena, but not if you're maka adam. So we compare in some way maka adam to maka behema. So what we derive from there is that the very situation that a maka behema is chayiv b'tashlumin, a maka adam is going to be pater minatashlumin. So what is that situation where a maka behema has to pay, but a maka adam does not have to pay? So ma maka behema lo chilakta bo beim shogeg beim mezid, just like the chiyuv for paying when you strike an animal and you injure an animal. We do not make any distinction whether you did it b'shogeg or whether you did it b'mezid, bein miskavin, she'in miskavin, whether you did it with kavana or you did it without kavana, bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah, or whether you struck the animal while you were swinging in an upward motion or a downward motion. In all those cases, l'potra mamon, we're not going to pater you from mamon, ela l'chayva mamon, it's to be mechayv you mamon. In all those situations, shogeg, mezid, miskavin, lo miskavin, derech aliyah, derech yirida, you strike an animal, you cause a financial loss to the owner of that animal by striking the animal, you got to pay for that. Regardless, you have to pay for that. So af maka adam, so we derive from there that similarly, when it comes to maka adam, lo tachlok bo bein shogeg bein mezid, bein miskavin l'shein, miskavin bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah, l'chayva mamon. What, do you think that means that you're going to be mechayv mamon if a person kills a person in bein miskavin and bein mezid? No, certainly not. El l'potro mamon. We don't distinguish between all the cases, but by maka adam, it's to pater him from mamon. So the hekish teaches us that just like by maka behema, we don't distinguish between kavana and not kavana, derech aliyah, derech yirida, mezid, shogeg. You're always going to be chayiv mamon. So too by maka adam, you're always going to be pater from mamon. So it sounds like even if you did it b'shogeg, you did it shalom b'miskavin, you're still going to be pater from having to pay when you're maka adam. So it seems that everyone agrees with that. That Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that as well. So elaki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he explained the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a little more limited than we thought it was. Everyone agrees that chayave misos shogegin or pater minat hashlumin, but chayave mis shogegin kuli alma lo pligi de peturin. Everyone agrees chayave mis shogegin do not have to pay. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is bechayave malkus shogegin v'davar acher. What if you did something in avera for which one is normally chayav malkus? You did it b'shogeg, you did it without asra, so you're not going to be chayav malkus, and you also incur a monetary chiyuv at the same time. Do you have to pay that monetary chiyuv? That's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Yochanan says, bottom line, no one's going to whip you. You're not going to get the malchus. So mele, you're going to have to pay the mamon. You don't become pater midin kam lebidramine unless you actually get the punishment. Chave misus iskush, chave malchus lo iskush. Aye, what about the fact that chave mis shogin, we do apply kam lebidramine? Yeah, because there's a hekesh in the pasuk that tells me to do that. We have a link between Maka Adam and Maka Behema. But Bechayave Malkus, we don't have any such hakish, we don't have any such link, we don't have any such teaching in the Torah that tells me the Chayave Malkus Shogekin are Patam and Atashlumin, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Reish Lakish Amar Patam, Reish Lakish says, no, even Chayave Malkus Shogekin are Patam and Atashlumin, because Beferish Rupsa Torah, Chayave Malkios, Ki Chayave Misos, the Torah itself makes Chayavei Malkios have the same rules as Chayavei Misos. Beferish. So it says, well, really? Beferish? Hechon Reb Satorah. Show me a pasuk. Where does it say Beferish? That if Chayavei Misos Shogin are Patam Minat HaShlumin, then Chayavei Malkios Shogin also have to be Patam Minat HaShlumin. So Rabbi Asya Rasha Rasha. We learn it from Gzeira Shava of the term Rasha. That Chayavei Misos, the Torah refers to a Rasha, and Chayavei Malkios, it also refers to the fellow as a Rasha. Chayavei Misos, the Torah says, V'losichu kofar l'nefesh rotzeach, asher hu Rasha Lamus, which is an interesting halacha. Maybe we'll talk about that in a second. And by Chayvim Malkus, it says Vayim Bin Hakos HaRasha. So since the Gzeir Shav have Rasha Rasha, and we already know that Chayvim Misa Shogin Pater from Tashlumin, Memele Chayvim Malkus Shogin are also going to Pater Minat Tashlumin. Now that idea, that pasuk of the where it refers to Rasha by Chayvim Misus, it says Lo Sichu Kofer LeNefesh Rotzeach Asher Hu Rasha Lamus. A special Lo Sase in the Torah that if someone is Chayv Misa, you're not allowed to calm his guilt by taking money from him. The guy says, you know, he'll pay the family millions of dollars, so he'll feel good about himself. You're not allowed to take money from such a fellow, because it has to be very clear. When you killed somebody, you're chayiv for that, and money is not going to pay that off. A din in the Torah. Question is, how practical is that? Meaning, let's say a family sues in civil court for damages when someone killed. So it could be in criminal court. The guy got off, but there's a civil lawsuit also. They know this person killed their relative. Can they take the millions of dollars that they can get for that? Or is that a violation of a din in the Torah of lo sichu kofer? Meaning it's a question that the poskim grapple with, because it seems to be a pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to take such money. There was such a shaila, not exactly that shaila, but another way to get the rotzeach out of trouble. In Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Chelik Beis Mitzvos where he discusses a guy murdered another guy, stabbed someone else. He got into a fight and he took a knife and he just stabbed the other fellow, and he was arrested by the secular authorities. And the secular authorities said that if he takes a shavua that it wasn't him, then he's off the hook. So he asked the shaila, it was me, but can I take a shavua that it wasn't me to get off the hook? And he was told, yeah, they're going to kill you otherwise. So of course you can take a shavua. Pikuach nefesh. So take a shavua that it wasn't you. So Yaakov Emden said, that is crazy. You can't do that. He said, you're chayiv misa, meaning even though misas based in are batel, but din misas based in is not batel, right? The Gemara tells us, oh, no, ful minagag, or this or that, you know, we'll burn in the fire. So this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make justice through the secular court system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make justice that the guy's going to get what he deserves. So that's the question to you. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden was very upset that someone's trying to cover for a murderer, to help a murderer get off the hook. You can't do that. So the Rambam paskens halacha that Beis Din has an isser not to take kofar from the rotzeach, even if he gives kol mom and shabi olam, and even if the goel adam wants to exempt him, because it's not the deceased is not the property of the goel adam. The deceased is the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo sichu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. So, and there's nothing as severe as shvichas damim. So you can't chant for him by telling him, yeah, you give money and everything's going to be okay. However, the Menachas Chinuch writes that Menachas Chinuch says that Isser is not only on Beis Din, it's on everybody. The Chinuch says, and that mitzvah, and that iser, that it's noheges b'nashim. So, you know, by every mitzvah, the chinuch tells you if it's noheges b'nashim, kibat nashim, he says that's also noheg by nashim. So obviously, somewhere where it's not a based in, that you're not allowed to take the kofar. So it sounds like it's a broader type of iser. The Gilyoni Ashas quotes a Marivayil that the Goel Adam shouldn't take any money from the Rotzeach and be mochel him, and even if the Rotzeach is chozer b'tshuva, you shouldn't take any money from him. However, the Marivayil says that the Rotzeach needs kapara, and it sounds like he should pay kapara on his own. It's just the issue is just not to be mochel him for the money, because of the money. Meaning, the way the Marivayil understands, it's not an issur to take the money. It's an issur to be mochel him because he got the money. So just don't be mochel him. So you'll take the millions of dollars that you get in civil court, and then still hold a grudge against him because he killed the relative. Okay. So anyway, so that's where we learn that Russia, that the Torah describes murder in terms of Russia. The Torah describes malchus in terms of Russia. So chayavim misa shogin are patur minat tashlumin. Chayavim malchus shogin are also going to be patur from tashlumin. Gemara now says, but there's another opinion. How I know that chayavim malchus shogin would be patur minat tashlumin? So Rava Amar Asya maka. It says there's a hekesh between two times it says maka, where we equate chayavim malchus to maka behema. That just like we equated chayavim misus to maka behema, We also equate chayvei malchus to makah behema. I'm there of Papa the Rava. Hey makah, which pasuk does it say the word makah where you seem to find a link between chayvei malchus and makah behema? Ilema makah behema yishalmena umaka adam yumas haybiktaliksiv. If you're going to tell me it's the pasuk we already quoted that a makah behema yishalmena makah adam yumas, no, makah adam yumas was about misa. That wasn't about malchus. That's where we learned that chayvei misa shogeg in our patam and atashlumin. Ela hay makah. No, it's a different pasuk. Of Makkah. The pasuk says, "Umakah nefesh behema yishlamena nefesh tachas nefesh v'samach lei." And right next to that, it says, "V'ish ki yitein mum ba'amiso kasher asa kenye asalo." So the kenye asalo means to be mechayiv him malchus. So over here, you see a link between the chayiv malchus and makkah behema. That just like makkah behema, bein b'shog, bein b'mezid, bein derech aliyah, bein derech yirida, bein onus, bein razor, bein miskavi, bein lo miskavi. All of those things by makkah behema, you're going to be chayiv. So too by Maka Adam, if it's a chiyuv malchus, you're going to be pater regardless. You're going to be pater minat hashlumin regardless of kavana or no kavana shogig mezid derech aliyah derech yirida. V'hai lav sa'as the gemara v'hai lav makahi, but the pasuk doesn't say makah. It says ki yite mum. It doesn't say makah. It says ki yite mum when you inflict a blemish. So anan haka. I mean, yeah, but how do you inflict a blemish by striking someone, by hitting someone? So it's not like a gzev shava. So that's how. So it's the same theme. It's the same idea, and therefore we can derive from that. But when the pasuk says v'ishki ten mum ba'amiso bechavul bechaveru hu duchsiv, but that's talking about a case where you're chavul bechaveru. Bechavul bechaveru bar tashlumin hu. But chavul bechaveru you're not chayv malchus. Meaning we're trying to learn from the din of chavul bechaveru that whenever you chayv malchus, even b'shogeg, you're going to be patur min tashlumin. But chavul bechaveru you're not chayv malchus. Chavul bechaveru you're chayv Mammon. So how do we learn from there that chayv malchus shogeg in your patur min tashlumin? So meinu in yilaka sheish b'shav pruta tnei in yilaka shein b'shav pruta. Sometimes you chayv malchus for being chavul b'chaveru. If you're chavul in such a way where you did less than a shav pruta of damage, so then you violated a losase of striking somebody else, and for that losase you get malchus. So sof lav brat tashlumin. Who says the gemara? The fact that you're not chayv mammon though is because there was no shavaputa, but it sounds like if it would have been a shavaputa, then you would be chayiv to pay. Then you are obligated to pay. Meaning, we're trying to derive from this pasuk that when there is a chayiv mamon, you don't have to pay it because you already have a chayiv malchus, or at least you're in the parsha of chayiv malchus. It's chayiv malchus shogin. But over here, the kimta we just made is, you know, when there's going to be malchus when there's absolutely no chayiv mamon whatsoever. So it says Mura lo tzricha de bahadi de machya kari shiraitin delay. That maybe the hekesh is needed for the following case, that at the time that you strike the other person, which doesn't injure him a shavaputa's worth, you also tear his shirt, and that's worth a shavaputa. So the shirt is worth more than a pruta, and still you're pater from tashlumin on the shirt, because the chiv malchus of striking the person paters you midin kam le bidrabe minei on the incidental monetary obligation for the shirt. So we learn from that hekesh that even if you didn't get hasra'a for striking him, and therefore you're not going to be chayav malchus for doing so, you're still not going to have to pay for the shirt, because chayav malchus shogegin are patur min hatashlumin, and that is the shita of Reish Lakish, that chayav malchus shogegin are patur min hatashlumin. So the Gemara goes back to the Tanit Bechizkia. Am le Ruchia l'Rava u'l'Tanit Bechizkia dom makah adam makah behema mimaydu b'chol ksiv. According to the Tanit Bechizkia, that we link makah adam and makah behema, that just like by makah behema we don't make any chilek between mezid and shogeg, again, derech aliyah, derech yirida, miskavin, lo miskavin, and you're always going to have to pay. So too by Maka Adam, we make no such distinctions. We're always going to apply kam lebidirabine, and you're never going to have to pay. How do I know that pasuk that talks about Maka Behema is talking about where you strike the animal on a weekday where all you have is a chi of tashlumin, and therefore, regardless, you're always going to have to pay v'lek lefluge, and therefore the pasuk is saying that there is no distinction between shogeg and mezid. You'll always have to pay, and therefore we can learn from there that Maka Adam, we also don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid. You'll never have to pay. Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv, maybe that pasuk itself is talking about Shabbos, where you did the haka'a on Shabbos, where you violated chil Shabbos, and then you can have a distinction even within makah behema. Meaning the whole limud that we had to tell me that chayav misos shogeg in our patur min hatashlumin is because we linked makah adam to makah behema, but there was an assumption about makah behema. The assumption we made about makah behema is that regardless of your kavana, regardless of derech aliyah, regardless of mezid shog, regardless of any of those things, you're always going to have to pay the money. Is that true? Is that assumption true? Can't we come up with a case where if you're makah behema, you won't have to pay the money? What if you're makah the behema on Shabbos? If you're makah the behema on Shabbos, l'chora, there's no chiyuv tashlumin because you're chayv misa for chil Shabbos. To be behema gufa ikal flugei. Even within makah behema, there's a distinction between shogeg and mezid all of a sudden. That you're only going to be chayv tashlumin if you did it be shogeg, but not if you did it be mezid. So therefore, the whole foundation of the limud falls apart. Meaning where we are at this point in the Gemara is we wanted to know, where does Reish Lakish get the idea that Chayav Misa Shogun Apatamin of Shulman and that Chayav Malka Shogun Apatamin of Shulman? And we said, in the Sanchez Reish Lakish, when it comes to Chayav Misa Shogun, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that Shogun Apatamin of Shulman because of this link between Makkah Adam and Makkah Behema. Reish Lakish goes a step further and says, and there's also a link between Malkus and Makkah Behema. But all of the Limudim lie on that foundation, rest on that foundation that Makkah Behema, there's no distinction between Shogun and Mezim, Miskavim and Miskavim. But maybe there is a distinction. Maybe Makkah Behema makes a difference whether you do it on Shabbos or not. That if you did it on Shabbos, you're not going to have to pay. And if you do it on the weekday, you will have to pay. So it says, Malo Salka Daitach, you cannot assume that the Pasuk is talking about where you did it on Shabbos. Dichsivu, Makkah Behema Yishalmena, U Makkah Adam Yumas. The Pasuk says that Makkah Behema pays and Makkah Adam is Yuma. So hey chidami, what case would it be talking about? Idalo asube. If it's talking about where the guy did not get asra, maka adam ma yumas, then why would a maka adam be chayiv misa? El pshita da asube. It must be that he got hasra. But wait, if we're talking about that it happened to have been on Shabbos, maka behema yishalmena, would that be true that maka behema only pays if he got hasra, that you cannot do this? It's Shabbos and it's a chil Shabbos and you're going to be chayiv misa. Then the halacha would be that he does not pay. He'd be chayv misa for Shabbos. Elalav b'chol. So it must be that the assumption all along was correct. That when the pasuk says makah behema yishalmena, it's somewhere on a weekday where there is no chayv misa in the picture at all, and therefore that foundational assumption that by makah behema there's no difference between shogeg and mezim miskavim veinu miskavim derech yiridi derech aliyah, that stands. That foundational assumption is true that you're always going to have to pay by makah behema. Memela, we can then carry it over to makah adam that you'll never have to pay by Maka Adam. Okay, so that finishes the discussion of Chayve Misa Shogin, Chayve Malkus Shogin. Now is where the whole daf, the whole perek comes together. We had said in yesterday's daf that Rabbah holds that when Reb Meir says in the Brisa that if you're gone of the Tavach B'Shabbos or you're gone of the Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim or you're gone of the Tavach Hashar Niskal that you chayv to pay Dalet Vehei, that it's even when you're Tavach Al Yidei Atzmo, that even though you yourself are going to be chayv for Avodah Zarah, for Shabbos, for Chiv Misa, still you're going to pay Dalet Vehei. Why? Because the idea that we apply Kam Le'Bidramine is not true by Dine Knossos. That if you're chayv Dalet Vehei, hey, Dine Knossos are not subject to Kam Le'Bidramine. That is the sheet of Rav Meir. It's a chiddush that the Torah is mechadish, that there's such a din of knas, and therefore, by Dine Knossos, it could be Meis Umishalim. So now the Gemara explains how's Rabbah going to answer the initial stira that the whole parak's been dealing with. That in our Mishnah, we said that there's a chiyuv knas by Chayav Elavin, and in Eluei Nalokin, we say that there's a chiyuv malkus by Chayav Elavin. So I'm there, Papa Labai, the Rabbah da Amr Chiddush Shechach Shechach B'Knas, V'Avgav de Mikl Mashalim. According to Rabbah, who said that there is such a din that knasos are not subject to Kam Le'Bidramine, and that even if you're actually going to be Chayav Misa, you're going to have to pay the knas anyway, Masnisim Keman Mokimla. How is our Mishnah going to work? Which Shita does our Mishnah fit with? Ikrad Meir, so the simple answer would be, what do you mean? It follows the Shita of Rav Meir, that by knas the din is Loke Umishalim, and therefore there's no stira between what our Mishnah says that you're chayiv knas and what the Mishnah Makkos says that you chayiv malkos. But then the problem is going to be kashabito. In tomorrow's daf, we're going to have another Mishnah where someone is boel bito, and we say that you're pater from the knas, that you don't have to pay the knas because we apply kam lebidramine. So that doesn't work because according to Rabbi Meir, we don't say kam lebidramine by knasos, whether it's on account of a chayiv miser, a chayiv kares, or a chayiv malkos. There is no kam le'bidramine, so you should have to pay the knas. So every mission we learned up until now would work according to a mayor, but the next mission is not going to work according to a mayor, because the next mission is going to say that when you're boel bito, you're potter from the knas payment. So if you say that there's no din of kam le'bidramine by knaslos, you shouldn't be part from the knas payment. And if you want to say that Rabbah will say that our mission is assuming like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who holds a chayavim malchus to tashlumin, that a person is loke umishalim, that sometimes you get both, meaning that's how we said that that maybe it's not a stira between the mission of makos velu and alokin, and our mission says you get knas, because maybe it's both, maybe you get both. So kasha achoso, but then our mission is going to be difficult, because it says in our mission that if you're baal achoso, you're chayav a knas, even though every time baal achoso is a chayav karis, and every chayav karis automatically means also a chayav malchus. So why would you be why by baal achoso would you be chayav knas? The chayav malchus would not pat you from tashlumin, but because the chayav karis should patters you from tashlumin, because Rabbi Nechunya holds the chayav krisus pat you from tashlumin. Right, that's what we're asking. The kasha achoso that why is it that our Mishnah says that you pay the knas by achoso? I understand that we hold local mishalim, but Rabbi Nechunya kind of holds that you don't say karis. And if you want to say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yitzchak, that Chayav Krisus are not going to be Chayav in Malkus, and therefore if you boil your sister, you're going to be Chayav in Knas, because there's no Chayav Malkus to pater you, well then Kasha Mamzeris. It says in our Mishnah that if you boil a Mamzeris, you're Chayav Knas, even though you're Chayav Malkus L'chaladeos for being boil a Mamzeris. Why doesn't the Chayav Malkus pater you from Knas? So says Gemara, Hani Chayisav L'Krabi Yochanan. If Rabbah holds like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayavim Malkus Shogigin still have to pay the money, are then going to have to pay the money, that it's only Chayavim Malkus Mezidin that don't have to pay the money, but Chayavim Malkus Shogigin will have to pay. So Hunami Mitarz of Rabbi Yochanan. So our Mishnah might be assuming like the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that we're talking about a case where you're not going to be chayiv the malchus because you never got hasra'a. So mele, you're going to have to pay the knas. The mission of malchus that says you do get the malchus is talking about where you got hasra'a. So then you're going to get malchus and not the knas. Eli yisav v'kresh lakish. But if Rabbah holds that kresh lakish, then chayiv malchus shogigin are also pater from mamon, hechimitaritzla. Then what's our Mishnah talking about where you're paying the knas? Even if it's chayiv malchus shogigin, you should be pater from the mamon. Sal karchach, Rabbi Yochanan Svirle. So it would turn out that if Rabbah holds that when there's a chiv malchus and mamon, you're loka ve'inu mishalim, then you have to say that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that chayavi malchus shogigin does not pater you from mamon. And our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan that it's a case where you didn't get the asra, memeil it's chayavi malchus shogigin, and that's why you're going to have to pay the money. So now the Gemara says, and according to Reish Lakish on Amar Aleph, that if someone doesn't have aver for which you're chayav malchus, even if you did b'shoge, you're going to be part from tashlumin. So Amar le Rav Masna Abayi le Reish Lakish Tamar b'feirush Rup Satara Chayavim Malkios k'chayavim Isos. Reish Lakish is Shita which we've been working with today that holds that even Chayavim Malkios Shogegin are part of Minat Tashlumin. Man Tana Depalga le Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. So who is going to be the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and says that you Chayav Mamun by Chayavim Krisos? Meaning our Mishnah said that. Our Mishnah said that there's Knas Ba'achoso, that even though it's chayiv krisus, you're chayiv to pay money. But every Yisr Kares has an Yisr Malkus with it. So who's going to disagree with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? Not darshan the Gzer Shava Ason, that chayiv Kares patters you from mamon. Even if you don't do that, you should still be patter minat Tashlumin because of the chayiv Malkus Shabo. Granted, the chayiv Kares Shabo maybe is not enough to patter you minat Tashlumin because you have some sort of limud, but every Kares has a Malkus. So the chayiv Malkus Shabo Shapat Yuminat Tashlumin. So says more, no, that there are two possibilities to explain. Ira Meir, either you could say like Rav Meir that a chiv malchus does not pater you from tashlumin, that lokinu mishalmin, that whenever it's just midin chiv malchus, you can get both malchus and mamon, or Ira Yitzchak, or it could be that we hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak says that there is no chiv malchus by chayav krisus, that chayav krisus are not chayav in malchus. So that assumption that wait a second, from Rabbi Nechun ben Akana is going to pater you from mamon by chayav krisus. Who's going to be mechayav you mamon chayav krisus? Because after all, every chayav krisus is a chayav malchus. Maybe that assumption is not true. Not every chayav krisus is a chayav malchus, and therefore it could be that's the sheet that disagrees with Rabbi Nechun ben Akana. Is Rabbi Yitzchak who holds that there is no Malkus by Chayav Krisos. Now the Gemara goes on to just give a quick brisa that's going to list off different women who are not eligible to receive knas. And then tomorrow we're going to see the elaboration of this brisa. So Tan Rabbanan, arayos, ushnios arayos, and we're going to define what that means tomorrow. Ein lam lo knas lo pitoy. They don't get a knas or pitoy payment, the chamishim kesef that the Torah is normally mechayev, and the onus of mefata. Hamemeenes, ein lam lo knas lo pitoy. If someone was ma'anis from mefata, a girl who was a katana, whose mother and brother married her off, and then she was mema'enes, and she left the marriage, you don't pay knas because she's not becheskas besula. We assume she's no longer a besula, and you only pay knas to a besula. Islandess in the low knas flow pitui. If a woman is an islandess and someone was ma'anis or mafata an islandess, so she's never going to be a naira, she's never going to be able to have children, you don't pay knas because dine knas are only by a naira, and she goes straight from being a katana to being a bogeres. She never, an islandess never has that period of nairas. And by yotzim shum shemra in the low knas flow pitui. If someone was ma'anis or mafata, a woman whose husband divorced her because he was lo matzah lo basulim, he didn't find any basulim, you don't have to pay knas for that because tashlumi knas is only by a besula. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with the discussion of this brisa. Have a great day, everyone.